Have you heard the exciting news coming out of the Bank of the Philippine Islands? They've just launched a pilot program to test stablecoin settlement rails for cross-border remittances. It's a huge step forward for overseas Filipino workers, freelancers, and virtual assistants who are constantly waiting for their hard-earned money to come through.
It's definitely a timely move. For too long, traditional banking networks have been the bottleneck. We're talking about transfers that take 2 to 5 business days to clear, along with hefty fees and those opaque exchange rate markups that quietly eat into people's earnings.
Exactly. Those delays and hidden costs create so much financial friction, especially for our modern digital workforce. Their global clients are paying through sleek digital platforms, but those payments still have to funnel through legacy banking infrastructure that just can't keep up.
That's where stablecoins come in. These are digital tokens pegged to the US dollar, and they offer a much more streamlined alternative. By settling transactions on a blockchain network, BPI's pilot essentially cuts out the middlemen.
And that makes all the difference. Instead of waiting days, transfers can clear in just minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Plus, BPI will handle the final conversion to Philippine pesos the moment the funds arrive, which drastically cuts down on costs and eliminates those agonizing multi-day waits.
That speed and transparency are absolutely critical. Remote workers rely on that income to cover rent, utilities, and daily expenses. This pilot is specifically tailored for the Philippines' rapidly expanding digital economy, which now employs thousands of professionals in customer support, software development, and administrative services.
I love that they're being so thoughtful about the rollout. Instead of just flipping a switch for the general public, BPI is running a controlled trial first. They want to gather real data on transaction performance, user experience, security protocols, and regulatory compliance before scaling up.
And they're doing it responsibly. The program will operate strictly within the Banco Central NG Pilipinas' existing framework for licensed virtual asset service providers. That means it's backed by rigorous anti-money laundering and know-your-customer standards.
If this trial succeeds, it could really spark a wave of institutional adoption. We're looking at a future where blockchain-based settlement networks gradually transform how cross-border payments work across the entire financial sector.
The long-term vision is quite compelling, a seamless ecosystem where Filipino earners can access their global income instantly with minimal friction. But let's be realistic, there are still hurdles to clear before we get there.
You're right. Widespread adoption will really depend on effective consumer education and intuitive interface design. So many people still view digital assets as complicated or even risky, so we need to make this feel safe and simple.
Absolutely. On the regulatory side, authorities will need to maintain clear guidelines on stablecoin reserves, audit transparency, and cross-border data flows. It's a delicate balance between fostering innovation and ensuring robust consumer protection.
Despite those challenges, BPI's initiative is a major strategic pivot. It's a practical, forward-looking solution that directly addresses the specific needs of the gig economy and tackles those long-standing payment inefficiencies head-on.
Ultimately, if executed well, this could establish blockchain-powered remittances as the new industry standard. It would provide a far more reliable financial lifeline for millions of Filipino earners and significantly strengthen the flow of global income into our local economy.
I'm really optimistic about where this is headed. It's not just about faster transactions. It's about giving hardworking Filipinos the financial freedom and peace of mind they truly deserve.